for now, I just want you to understand what a passive construction is in a given sentence. If I say, let me give you some. I'm not going to give these in Spanish right now, so you don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to do it in English. Let me use my, first of all, let me use my good old, before I hit the ball with the bat. Okay? If I say, the boy hit the ball, right? The boy is the one who is performing the action, right? The boy hit the ball. In passive construction, the boy is still performing the action, but the object ball becomes the subject. So like if I say, the boy hits the ball, here the boy is the subject, he hits the ball. But if I say, the ball is hit by the boy, now the object of the sentence becomes the subject. You see that? The boy hits the ball. Boy is the subject, hits is the verb, ball is the object. You see that? Mm-hmm. The boy hits the ball. If I say, the ball is hit by the boy, then the ball becomes the subject, is hit becomes passive construction, and the subject is put in the instrumental case. So, now the thing is, in Sanskrit, they speak more in passive construction. Very, very common. But they will use a passive participle, which I have to teach you. You're probably learning after this passive. You learn how to use it in a verbal form. So let's just say like this. Boy hits ball. This is called active construction. Boy hits ball. Here's the subject, which would be nominative case, the subject of the sentence.
Oh, thank you,
Yeah. This would be the subject of a sentence which is nominative case. Okay. This would be the act, what we call the active verb as opposed to the passive verb. Okay. So boy hits and ball would be the object of the sentence which is put in the accusative case. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
In passive construction, it would look like this. So here's active construction, here's passive. The ball is hit by the boy. Okay? The ball is hit by the boy. Here, ball is still the object of the verb because the ball is what's being hit. So it's still the object of the verb, but it's now become the subject of the sentence. Right? Is hit is now the verb hit in passive construction. The boy hits the ball is hit. So this is the passive verb. And the subject of a sentence, this is still the subject, because it's still the one who's hitting the ball. The ball is still being hit by the boy. Right? So this guy is still doing the verb.
Mm-hmm.
But it's put in instrumental case. Why? So what I didn't teach you last time about instrumental case, because we haven't learned this chapter construction, is that the subject of a verb, a passive verb, is put in the instrumental case. The subject of a passive verb is put in the instrumental case. And just for simplicity, you can kind of recognize that equate the instrumental with the body. Okay? The ball is hit by the boy. The boy hits the ball. Right? Does anybody see this for now? Let me give you another English example. If I say, Mary, what? Mary, do it.
feel like, you know, this is a spot run, okay? Mary reads a book. What is the subject of the sentence?
Mary.
What is the verb?
Read.
What is the object? Book. Is this an active construction or a passive construction? It's active because
yeah.
Mary is reading. Mary reads. Okay? So this verb is active. When this is the construction, then what would the subject of the sentence be for? What case?
Nominative
case, right? The subject of the sentence will normally go in the nominative case. Okay? Mm-hmm. Subject of the sentence in an active, when it's an active construction, not passive, the subject of the sentence goes in the nominative case. What does the object of the sentence go into? What case? Accusative case. If I were to put this sentence, this active construction, into passive construction, what would it be? The book is read. Is read by Mary. What is the subject of the sentence? No?
Mary.
It's still Mary.
The
because she is the one who's doing the reading.
Yeah.
So it's still the subject. Mm-hmm. What is the object?
The
book. Because what's being read is still the book. Okay? But what construction is read?
Passive.
So in passive construction, what case is the object put in? There's the object.
It's
the object. In passive construction, the object of the verb is put in the nominative case.
Mm-hmm.
What is the subject of the sentence?
It's
Mary. And it's put in the instrumental case. So these are two new rules. I'll go over more depth, but I just kind of want to give you a heads up on this. There's two new rules. We went over last week, we went over how these nominative, accusative, etc. are really being used. In the nominative case, the object of passive construction is put in the nominative case. The object of the passive construction is put in object nominative case. And here the object, the book is still the object of reading, right? If I say the book is being read, is read. Mm-hmm. What is being read?
The book.
So book is the object of the reading. And who is it being read by? Who's doing the reading? Mary. So Mary is still the subject. Because she's, in the subject and object, the subject is the one that does the verb. And the object is the one that receives the action of the verb.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I put it in active or passive construction, object remains an object. It's just that in passive construction, the object of the verb goes into the nominative case and the subject of the verb goes into the instrumental.
Is it the by?
Yeah, what you say, yeah, the by shows you this. You can associate that. So if you say Mary reads the book, the book is read by Mary, right? You may not like the way I just explained it. Macy, it's the truth of it. But if you want to just, in your mind, say, oh, in passive, obviously this is the case. Obviously this is the nominative case. Right? It's obviously the nominative case. If you say by Mary, okay, by, that should be instrumental case. But if we were to analyze it, you would still see that in terms of technically, the subject is the one who does the verb. So in active construction, Mary reads. She is the one that is doing the action. In the passive construction, who is doing the action?
Mary.
Right? But in passive construction, the one who's doing the action is put in the instrumental case. In active construction, the one who's doing the action is put in the nominative case. And so you say the book is read by Mary, Mary reads the book is read by Mary. Right? The boy hits the ball is hit by the boy. Everybody see? The house cleaner cleans the house. The house is cleaned by the house cleaner. Right? The artist paints a picture. What's the chapter? The artist paints a picture.
Picture is painted by the artist.
My friend washes his car.
Yeah.
No, because no, specifically it's not, no. Because what is the accused of?
Right.
It's put in the nominative case. Can everybody see about it? Okay, there's one more example, then we'll stop, okay? I'm not going to do this for one more. Just a simple sentence, just making it. Rama, subject of the sentence. Bode, comes from bode. And it means to know. Rama, Ramaha, Vedan, Bodhati, Veda, the Veda, Vedan, accused of the plural. Raman. This is the subject. Ramaha, Vedan, accusative, this is the object. This is nominative case. Accusative plural, like Raman. So Rama, Bodhati knows Vedan, the Vedas. Raman knows the Vedas. Okay? If I were to be put this in passive construction, it would go like this. And this is what we're going to do next week. Don't worry about it. I just want to show you. Vedaha. Vedan becomes the nominative plural, the Vedas. This is the passive construction. Bhujyante. And I'll teach you that next week. Arno. The Vedas, nominative plural, are known Rama by Rama. Okay, so Vedaha, become Veda, this I go to Veda Ramena Bhujante. The Vedas are known by Rama. So what I'm going to do next week is teach you how to make this path of construction. It's actually so easy. It's so, so easy. You just take the root. Without doing any of the gunas or anything like that, you just take the root and add up and the endings for the yes. That's it. It's so simple. So I'll show you how to make this next week. But this time I want to do kind of have an introduction to what passive construction is. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.